We cross over now to Gorakhpur in India. Joining us on the line to talk about the AstraZeneca vaccine that South Africa is buying from India is Dr. Kafil Khan, who's a lecturer of pediatrics at the BRD Medical College. Dr. Khan, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Radio Islam International. Well, can you tell our listeners a little bit more about this AstraZeneca vaccine?
Yeah, this AstraZeneca vaccine is formed by with the collaboration of Oxford University and AstraZeneca, a British Swedish company. Mm-hmm. And this master seed has been shared with the Serum Institute of India. They have made this vaccine as a Covishield vaccine. It's a vaccine which uses the adenovirus as a vector. And with that, they introduce double-stranded DNA of coronavirus to the individual, which produces spike protein. And with that, body feels that there is a threat to coronavirus, and the body made antibodies against the coronavirus. So it's a really good vaccine, and a trial has been done in US, European Medicine, and Britain. And even in India, they have undergoing trial 3. So it's a safe vaccine, you can say.
What's the reaction to this vaccine in India? Some reports indicate that Indians are not taking this vaccine. Is this a rumor, or is there some truth to it?
No, not about this vaccine. Actually, India has approved 2 vaccines, and they are giving it from 16th of January this year. People are worried about Covaxin vaccine, which is a Bharat Biotech vaccine and which uses killed virus vaccine. The Covaxin has not cleared phase 3 trial. You know, there are 6 phases when it given is to the public. But the trial 3, which is very important, which really rely on the effectiveness of vaccine, the trial reports have not come, and the vaccine has not actually completed its phase 3 trial. But government in a hurry, even the medical fraternity is very skeptical about this, and everybody is talking why the government is so hurry, because we have already one vaccine, AstraZeneca. We could have started with Covishield, but government had given approval of Covaxin also. So the people are not taking Covaxin. People are okay with the Covishield. But Covaxin is still in controversy.
Is there no debate in South Africa that the so-called anti-vaxxers, you know, coming out and saying that you should avoid vaccines altogether? Is that a big thing in India, or is it just more of a marginal issue?
You're right. Even in India, there are people, anti-vaxxer or anti-vaccine campaign is going on. And they're talking that it can cause infertility, impotency, and why you take a vaccine, because already so many people are affected. And even they talking about that vaccine can alter your DNA. I want to clear on that there is no such thing, that it there is no scientific report that it can affect the infertility in women or in man. And the vaccine, about vaccine can alter your DNA. I'll tell you, vaccine uses adenovirus as a vector, and it is not going to enter your cell nucleus. Even the double stranded DNA of COVID-19, which gives a signal to make a spike protein, it will also disappear after some time. While vaccines send genetic instructions to the body, they disappear quickly and do not alter your DNA. Just think of Pfizer mRNA vaccine or this Covishield double standard DNA vaccine as an instruction manual. It directs the body to build an immune response to a specific infection. The time that this double standard DNA or mRNA is surviving the cells is relatively brief, in the span of hours, I think. What you're really doing is sticking a receipt card into a cell, making protein for a few hours, that's it. So even that double-stranded DNA will destroy after some time. So this is just a rumor. There are so many other rumors that, once you get the vaccine, you can ditch your mask, forget social distancing. So I want to tell the viewers that a vaccine will complement the other tools we have, not replace them. Contact tracing, testing more and more people, isolation, the control will need to continue. We had to continue the follow social distancing norm, mask wearing and high hygiene practices. So all these rumors is, you know, since it started, since, you know, Edward Jenner has discovered the cowpox vaccine 1776, so 1700 century. So I think we should not give any thought on these rumors.
There is a story that there was a fire recently at the factory that is manufacturing the AstraZeneca vaccine in India. Is there any foul play suspected here?
No, the investigation is going on. Actually, the fire is in a new building, and unfortunately, five workmen have been killed. That's a sad part. But the thing is that the manufacturer part and the scientific part of the building has not been touched, and nothing has happened in the manufacturing or research part. So luckily, it was safe.
Finally, then, the price in South Africa at the moment, there's a big debate. We're paying about $5.25 for the vaccine because we are classified as an upper middle class country, according to the World Bank. Some are saying that why are we paying more than European Union countries? The counter argument seems to be that they contributed towards the development of the vaccine. Is there any transparency in terms of the pricing around this vaccine?
That's a very good question. Actually, I'm also surprised why South Africa is paying so much. Even the African Union has been signed an agreement in June for 300 million of AstraZeneca vaccine for $3 only. And the European Union is paying only $2.5 per dose for around 500 million vaccine they have ordered. Even India is paying only $2.75. The argument that South Africa belongs to upper middle income group, that's why they have to pay to more $5.25 is not setting in because the same European, the Italy, Germany, France, Netherlands, they are paying only $2.5, and they are, you know, high income countries. I think South Africa lacks when they gone for the contract this vaccine, and they were very far behind to get these deals, and now they have woken up from that, and they have ordered, I think, so much criticism inside the South Africa from the opposition party. Yesterday I was hearing Dr. Pillay, the deputy director of health, that they have ordered only 1.5 million of AstraZeneca COVID shield from India of 5.25, because they needed to start vaccine as early as possible, and they plan to start in end of this month or first week of February. And what they have signed as a African Union of 20 million of vaccine, the same AstraZeneca vaccine for $3, that is going to get in only in March. So I think just to hurry up to give it to the health health workers, they have got this 1.5 millions of vaccine at a higher cost. There may be some fishy thing, I don't know.
Dr. Kafil Khan, shukran so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was a lecturer at the Department of Pediatrics at the BRD Medical College, talking to us from Gorakhpur in India about the AstraZeneca vaccine that South Africa is purchasing from India.